Okay. I don't know what the title of this is, but anyway, this is, what even date is it? This is the last day of February. This is 2/28/2021. Jackie, would you bring these up for me, please? I'm going to stick these charts up here so y'all can see them. Thank you. I'm just going to do what how the Spirit's leading this morning, and we'll get to all as much as we can. If not, we'll do it another day. Well, we'll just put those in front. Okay. Yeah, that'll work. Thank you. Uh-huh. First scripture I want to look at is one that I've read to y'all many times, but we're going to buzz the tower again. I guess I'm like Maverick. I feel like I gotta bust the tower. Matthew. Wait a minute. It's not this chapter. Let me find it here. Bear with me here. I'm trying to find. All right, Lord. Where's the scripture about that I've read to y'all about the it's not what goes in the man? Is that Matthew 7? Yeah. Well, there's Mark 15, and then there's Matthew.
15 and Mark.
Okay, I got it backwards. That's why. Okay, thank you. Okay, we're going to start with Matthew 15:13. Where Jesus said, but he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Just in the line that we've been talking about, anything that's of us or is of self, it has to be rooted out of us. See, the world puts in, because Satan entices people, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life. See, that's what he wants us to be tempted with, the glitter and the glam and all that stuff the world has to offer. But God's way is not that way. It's just the opposite. It's like you are unseen. You must decrease. He must increase. That's how it happens. All right. He says in verse 17, do you not yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. So what is he saying to us here? We have been taught that it's all the outward that you do that's defiling you. What you eat, you see the no eat list here. And the eat list by the world standards. And the pyramid that goes with it, the all-seeing eye and all that mess watching over us to tell us what we need to be doing, when we need to be doing it. Okay, now look at Mark 7. You know, the Israelites, they came out. I think it's Psalms 105 or something like that, is it? Well, let me just look there right quick. Five. This is 105:37. He brought them forth. They came out of Egypt. They left the pyramids behind. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. This is God's system. This is His provision. Health, provision. Okay, Mark 7. He says in verse 15, there's nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. There's two places in the scripture. Mark 16 talks about they shall lay hands on the sick, they shall recover, they'll cast out demons. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. And then we see Paul over in Acts chapter 28, when he shook off the viper, which was deadly. Within 30 seconds, you fall dead if you're bit. What do we hear? Touch not, taste not, handle not. Don't take that vaccine, it'll kill you. Don't take that vaccine, you know, it's going to have all this stuff and it causes this and that. Well, I'm telling you, as the people of God, the kingdom of God, there's nothing that harms and hurts in all His holy mountain. The kingdom's inside of you before it ever manifests in the earth. What is it that's defiling? What is it that's causing them to die? What they think. It's what you think about it. Absolutely. What you've learned through all of your schooling in school, whatever, how they start teaching you, what they teach you, that's what you believe. Well, we don't touch that. They're poisonous. We don't do that. That's, you know. If any man has ears to hear, let him hear. And he said, are you so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? I know John on the Isle of Patmos, they tried to kill him several times, never could. Pouring hot oil down him, doing all kinds of horrible things to try to kill him. And in that day, there was a lot of poisoning going on. That's nothing new. They've been doing it since, you know, the devil put it in the first one to do it. Because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. It's what you say. Just think of all the ways that they've tried to take us out. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. All these things are natural human things. Man without God. Look at what we're dealing with today and what these people have done. This is humans without God, depraved, horrible, horrible. But it, in the midst of all of that, what all they've tried to do, it still takes faith to kill you. It's what you believe. I saw a deal yesterday, it was a meme, of this doctor, I don't know if it's the 1800s, that used to cure cancer with baking soda. Baking soda! Wasn't it the prophet that said somebody out of Cuba that was talking about a cure coming for cancer? It'd be something that you'd run to the grocery store and buy? Well, you got baking soda. I'm thinking, But the point is, what you believe and what you speak is what shortens your life. Death and life and the power of the tongue. So whatever you eat, wherever you go, Lord, I just thank you. I receive this thanksgiving. I call it clean and I eat it. There are no holy and unholy. That was in the old covenant. And that had really nothing to do with the food. It was that they were unclean. They wouldn't listen to God. So he gave them something so hard they couldn't keep. So this ridiculousness. Now I believe in balance, walking by the Spirit. If you overdo it in something, then you back off of it. You fast it or whatever you need to do. He wants us to enjoy life. And that abundantly. Okay. Let's see what else he has for us. Proverbs 4. Sometimes when I'm my busiest and I'm rushing to get somewhere and do something, the Lord will begin to speak to me. So I have a little tablet, you know, it's got the sticky stuff on the edge, and I just write. And that's what these are. I was getting ready to do some stuff, and I thought, Lord, these mornings I have all this time. All right, this is Proverbs 4:20. My son, attend to my words. Why? Why? We're going to see why. Incline thine ears unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are what? Life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. It's his medicine. It's his system. It's his way. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. In other words, right here he's talking about the mind. That's why we have to renew our mind to God's ways. Because the world's ways have been shoved down our throats. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips, from thee. You say the wrong things, you're going to get the wrong things. Let thine eyes look right on. Let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Don't look at the lies of the devil and his temptations to say those words that cause you to have perverse lips. Ponder the path of thy feet. Let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Isn't that the prayer that we pray every day? Lord, deliver us from evil. For let you be the glory and the power and the honor. Just saying. Mark 11. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, you could put their situation, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, that's your mind, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. He didn't say run to this institution, run to that institution. Now, when you pray, the Lord might lead you that way, I guess. But he's telling us how we deal with issues in our life. Sickness. Provision. Obstacles. We don't boycott, we change things. We speak to those stores we go into. Lord, honor to whom honor. Those that have honored you in this place can stay. Those that don't honor you, they got to go. Thank you for bringing new owners that honor you into this place. Because the devil's not going to take my store away from me. Not anymore. All right. This is where it takes a little different turn here. I remember back, I don't know how long ago, might have been 3 years ago, I remember coming across this site, and it was a panel of men. I said it was three or four men, and they were analyzing a dream that this young man had had. And in the dream, the young man was talking about that he had some kind of condition where he had to have pain meds all the time. It was like pain maintenance or whatever they call it. And he remembers having a dream, and in the dream, all these spaceships showed up, and these machines came out of these spaceships, and all the people ran to these machines, and these machines started to do all these wonderful things for them. And then the machines turned ugly and devoured the people. And he said, I saw my whole family get devoured. And he said, I didn't get close to the machines, but it's like I had two Bibles in my hand. One, they were identical, but I realized one was not real. One was not God's word, and the other was. And I think he threw the one that wasn't of God down, and he fled into the house. And he said, what spoke to him was that it wasn't God, was because, you know, he remembered the scripture that Jesus had said that when we'd see him, we'd be like him. And he said, I realized I was still in pain. He said, I knew this couldn't be God. Okay, that's what the Lord said. All right. Med beds. They say it taps into your DNA, the med beds. And I haven't looked at it. I haven't. I've just heard bits and pieces. People, mainly Christians, can't wait till the med beds come out. I'm just giving you what he told me to write down. You can do with it what you want. But I just thought, yeah, and what is it doing to you? It may seem like it's doing good, man. It's just really, oh, it can grow a limb out. Oh, it can do this, it can do that. Really? Maybe. But what is it really doing? Is it altering who you are? You know? And then I remember the second floor in that museum in Dallas when the Lord said to me, these machines are trickery. They are trickery. The only thing Jannies and Jambres could do before Moses was make more snakes and make more flies and make more whatever else is out there. They could not cure anything. Everybody goes to them and nothing is ever better. They just grow worse. Steal, kill, steal all your money on their high cost prescriptions, get you addicted on those. We'll take the mark of the beast to have your meds. Smoke and mirrors, the Lord said. It appears good, man. I'm telling you, I don't know many preachers like me. I'm sure they're out there. They're probably in secret, kind of like we are, because maybe the time isn't quite right for us to rise out of those places. But I'm thinking, Lord, your church is so compromised. They are so serving two masters or trying to at the same time. I believe that this is also the mark of the beast. Another, you talk about the marks of the beast. This would be another one. It marks you. Okay. People religiously have these checkups and these tests run. What do they do with all the blood they take? Have you ever thought about that? These blood drives? It's to replenish the elite's blood supply. They eat blood, you know. I always wonder why they took three vials of blood for something that just needed a drop. Just saying. Med beds. It locks in on your DNA. They are tricksters. They are not people from other galaxies. They are the seed of Cain. The church has substituted brass for gold. See, we've been studying about learning how to flow in the supernatural. And Brother Hagin, when his visitation back in 88 or whenever it was, the first thing the Lord said to him, that the church has substituted brass for gold in their worship. Satan does appear as an angel of light. I saw a deal where it said an 80-year-old woman could get in a med bed and come out looking 30. Jesus was tempted in the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. What are you doing, selling your soul to the devil to get that? Think about it. All right, wait a minute, just a second. God is the only one that can make life. I don't care if they can say they can grow out a limb or whatever. It's not real. But whatever God does is. I know someone. It's been back, maybe a couple of years ago. Maybe they were needing to have a certain, there was some problems, some female, different things, reconstruction surgery. And I remember them telling me that I said something to them about, well, won't you speak to it? And she said, well, yeah, the Lord had kind of quickened her to do that. Well, here, a few weeks later, she's going in to have this surgery. And now she's lifted some heavy stuff and kind of pulled some things loose. And you're thinking, you know, when God fixes it, it's fixed. It's not a piece of plastic in there or whatever stuff they do, wire you up like a bicycle tire. Put a patch on it. Only God is life. They're losing by what they're doing. There's no extraterrestrial technology, only God's medicine or witch doctors. Witchcraft. My prayer is that the church will finally recognize their true master and they will stop being manipulated. I blame the television mostly on it because it's been engineered programming to get us to think a certain way, to go to their system so that they can steal every dime we have. They hate us. They want to take us out, every one of them. They don't care about us. You know why they flood illegals? Because illegals will vote for them because they give them everything. But do they care about illegals? No, they don't. They care about their agenda and they care about feeding their machine, and that's all. And so in this day and time, we're going to have to know who our master is. Most definitely. And I think we've got a big job ahead of us. I'm thinking, oh Lord. Christians are, but there were, I think you could more readily deal with somebody that doesn't know anything. Maybe just somebody of the world and they got born again over a Christian. Okay, we'll just stop there with this. That's all I have on that.